It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, back with you, taking you till 8 o'clock this evening. I'll tell you what, this is a treat for the next half hour or so. We are very happy to welcome on in studio. She is the senior editor for Cardinals Magazine. She is Elizabeth Meineke in studio. Like I said, Elizabeth, great to see you. How are you?
Thank you. It's a treat to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, wanted to have you on to talk a little bit about the most recent issue of Cardinals. It's called Game Day Magazine, but it's you guys produce at the end of the season, into the off season, into spring training. The magazine is always being worked on, and the most recent issue, you've got the cover story, which is a conversation with a great shortstop of the current and a great shortstop of the past, and Mason Wynn and Ozzie Smith. And I don't want to give too much away, but I got to tell you, as I was reading this, the thing that I enjoyed the most about it was I think you did a really good job of putting answers together where they kind of played off each other, and you could hear the, I say here, you're reading it, but you could hear the mutual respect for each other. I thought it was really cool.
Thank you. And that really was the reason why we wanted to get them together, right? The genesis of the story actually just came from an internal conversation I was having with someone in the organization, and they were just talking about how excited Ozzie was about Mason. Mm-hmm. And so, it's neat because I think this is a relationship that, you know, obviously as Cardinals fans, we want to see blossom. And so it was fun to realize that that was actually truly happening, you know, behind the scenes. This wasn't an outside narrative imposed on something that, you know, there really is this mutual respect there. And we kind of found that out in more than one way, because it took a couple of times to actually get this interview scheduled. I mentioned before we came on air that we had this scheduled a couple times and kept on getting rained out.
So taking, there were a lot of rainouts this year.
A lot of rainouts, yeah. So taking everyone a little bit behind the scenes, you know, I'd get home that night and I'd be like, okay, we'll have everything set, because there were so many different departments that chipped in to help make this happen. You know, everyone from, you know, just we did the interview in one of the suites, so we were involved with that department. I mean, Cardinals Insider was there. We had photography. So you think you have all of your ducks in a row, and then the rain comes and doubleheader gets scheduled for the next day. So I think, again, though, it was just a testament. Every time we went back to Ozzie Mason and said, hey, something happened with the weather, like, are you willing to, you know, put this on your schedule again? They were 100% for it. And so it was neat to see their enthusiasm for each other in that. I mean, Ozzie is a Hall of Famer. He has a busy schedule. Obviously, Mason had a great season, was, you know, busy playing his heart out on the mm-hmm. field. So for them to take the time out to do this and to be able to, each time we came back and said, hey, you know, could we make it work a different date because of the rain? To have them agree to do that, I think just speaks to their mutual respect.
I had a caller on this show yesterday call up and say when he was growing up, Cardinals fans had Ozzie Smith, who everybody could love and adore. And the caller's point was he didn't know if there was that player currently for the Cardinals who kids could really look up to and revere. And my immediate answer was it's Mason Wynn. Like what he did this past year, it was remarkable how I thought the youngest generation of Cardinals fans kind of glommed on to Wynn as being their favorite Cardinal. Did you see that?
I think that's a great observation. And, you know, I think that, you know, I would just defer to Ozzie on this. Ozzie said when, you know, during the interview that, you know, people come up to him every day and say how excited they are to come to the ballpark to watch Mason play. Mm-hmm. So you figure if Ozzie Smith is getting that feedback from people, you know, we're kind of like, can you imagine, you know, being a fan and going up to Ozzie Smith and talking about another shortstop in St. Louis? So I think it's a credit and a testament to, you know, Ozzie's character and his excitement to have Mason here. And then also, quite frankly, he volunteered that information, you know, that when he mentioned that, it was an answer to a different question. So he felt important that it was important enough to bring up and just talk about the entertainment value that he feels that Mason brings to the ballpark and that he's already getting that feedback. And, you know, the other thing that I've really been impressed about with Mason is he's so young, right? I mean, we drafted him out of high school. And he's 22, and yet he gets it. You know, he gets that there is that obligation to the fan base who have given so much to this brand and have helped made this brand what it is. And, you know, he's said multiple times in the piece, you know, I'm not that far removed from being like a 14-year-old kid myself. And like, I would have thought it was so cool if a baseball player had stopped to give me an autograph. So he really wants to make sure that he is available for fans in that way and that he is creating those connections. He appreciates that.
Yeah, I thought it was cool when you talked to him about that, because nobody's ever had a bad interaction with Ozzie Smith. And Ozzie has bad days, like everybody has bad days. But if you go meet Ozzie, he's not gonna let that bad day come out, and everybody's got a, he's in this community. It feels like there's nobody that's out there that doesn't have some interaction with Ozzie Smith's story. And it's always positive. And the fact that Mason is largely, the same way, where it means so much to him to talk to kids and things. They got stuff to do. Baseball players are busy, and sometimes it's 100 degrees outside and you've just been taking ground balls and all you want to do is get inside and cool down for 35 minutes before first pitch. But every day, Wynn's out there talking to kids, signing autographs. It's really cool.
Well, Ozzie phrased it this way. He said that great players know that, you need to make people feel a part of something. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned some of the other Cardinals legends like Red Shaney and Sam Usual. He's like, you almost don't even have to be told this, right? Like, they understood that they were a part of the community and they wanted to give back to the community, that they understood that relationship. And again, I am impressed, especially because Mason is so young, that he is already starting to see that and understand that. And you're right. You talk about a championship mindset, right? There's a championship mindset when it comes to your skill set on the field. But I think there's something to be said for that sort of championship mindset off the field, which is, how do you treat people? How do you view a fan base? And Ozzie, again, has set just such a gold standard. And I'm hopeful that Mason is following in those footsteps. Again, he's still young and he's still, just getting accustomed to being a big leaguer. But I really feel that his eyes are opened to that aspect of the game and that he really wants to make sure that's part of his persona in St. Louis. He even brought up that Kobe Bryant quote from a while back, where I think it was Kobe's wife had asked him, like, can't you just take a game off? Whatever he was playing through at the time, just injury wise. And Kobe's like, there could be someone who, this is the only time that they ever come to a basketball game and get to see me play, and I want to be there for them. And so the fact that Wynn even, remembered that quote and was trying to apply it to his mentality, I think is really great.
As a parent, like, I look around and I say, who can my daughters look up to? Who can I feel comfortable with that? And one of the stories that is talked about in this from Mason Wynn is when he was younger, he was playing football, and there's one kid that never got the football thrown to him, and it was borderline kind of a bullying type situation, it felt like, based off what I read. And Mason's parents said, get this other kid involved, throw him the football, and the impact that had on that kid and also that kid's parents and everything. Like, those are the kind of stories that you want to read about somebody that you want, like, your kid to be able to look up to.
Yes, and I had actually read that story a while ago. Rob Raines, who's done some great reporting, obviously, for many years in the St. Louis area, had done a piece, a profile on Mason several years back. And I had read that story there, and so I wanted to bring that up in this interview just because, again, looking at sort of the standard that Ozzie set when he played here and then, obviously Mason playing that same position, it was interesting to see some similarities, not just in the position that they played and in their defensive prowess, but also, again, in how that they viewed their responsibilities to being a big leaguer off the field. And so that was a story that we wanted to bring up in the interview, just because I remember being so touched when I read that piece that Rob did. And it was an example of, I think it was just there were kids throwing the football around before, either school or a game. And there was one kid who no one was throwing the football to, I think. And so Mason's mom went to him and said, make sure tomorrow I want to see you throw the football to him. And, she said the next day Mason did, and the kid's, the kid's parent was crying. They were so touched. It's funny because as I was starting to, read or relay the story in the interview, Mason was like, oh, I think I know what story you're going for. So it was clearly, I think it was important to his mom that if she saw those leadership skill sets in her son, even from a young age, that he was using them for the good. So
we're talking with Elizabeth Meineke, senior editor for Cardinals Magazine. When you look at the way the shortstop position has changed in baseball, I think over the last 20 years, you go back 20 years and, Troy Tulowitzki emerged, big dude, home run hitter. And now guys like Ellie De La Cruz and O'Neill Cruz, although he's been moved off the shortstop position, there's more bigger power hitting kind of guys that are playing shortstop. That's not Mason Wynn. Wynn obviously can hit a home run when he needs to. He's got a guy who can hit for average as well, but he's the smaller frame, super athletic, super focused on defense. And in this conversation, he kind of referred to himself as more of the old school style of shortstop. And with all due respect to those other players who are all great, if you want to see a show, that's the kind of shortstop you want to see.
Yes, and it was kind of fun to see Ozzie and Mason sort of bond, as they were talking about what, you know, the prototypical shortstop versus, you know, what you described as happening in the game today. And I do, you know, I think that something that Ozzie said was so key to, again, viewing how they play the position, which is that, you know, something that that can separate shortstops is the ability to take away momentum on defense. You know, a lot of times in baseball, we think about offense as being the momentum shifter. But, you know, Ozzie said, I've got to give credit to Whitey Herzog. He really taught me otherwise, that you can, you know, steal momentum through a great defensive play, too. And so that for both of them is something that can really characterize their style of play. And to your point, I mean, you want to see that, mm-hmm. right? You want to see that. That's part of the entertainment value that, you know, Ozzie was talking about in the interview that he feels that Mason brings. Obviously, it was something that Ozzie brought, you know, as well when he was playing. So it is neat to, it's still cool to be old school sometimes. Yeah. So, and this is definitely one of those instances.
The part of the conversation, and it comes out really, really well, obviously, and people should read it. The part of the conversation that I would have loved to have been in the room just to experience them watching was when you asked the question about the toughest play, because Wynn talked about going up the middle. Ozzie talked about, you know, going to his right and go deep in the hole. And then Wynn talked about how much fun, you know, turning double plays and being the second guy on the double play. Like, just listening to those guys kind of talk shop in that way. You did great writing it, but I got to think just being there and listening to that conversation had to be so cool.
It was fun. They really got into that question. And of course, you know, as a journalist, right, like you agonize over which questions you're going to ask beforehand. You know, you have a certain time frame and you're like, okay, do I cut this question out? Do I keep this question on? And that happened to be a question that my dad suggested I ask. So I'm like, of course, dad is always right. You know, I was like, I got out of the interview and I'm like, the question that my dad thought, hey, you should really ask that. They just got so into that. And it was fun because it initially started off as a question about, yeah, which, you know, which defensive play was the most difficult for you to make? And they started answering that. And then they flipped around. Ozzie just on his own was like, and by the way, this was my favorite play to make. And then Mason played off of that. So it was neat. We really wanted, again, to have a baseball conversation with them. Right. And that was, I think, the joy of being able to get them in the same room and having them sit down together as opposed to just interviewing them separately about each other, was to be able to see them play off of each other. And again, hopefully that comes across in the piece.
Have you talked to your dad about the answer?
I did. I had to fess up that he was right. I should have just learned. I'm 39 years yeah. old at this point. I should just know dad's always right. But yeah, I ate some humble pie.
Okay.
I was like, well, Dad, you had a good question.
did your dad get a kick out of the answer?
I think he did appreciate. I think he appreciated that I had asked it. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, again, dad's always right.
There you go. We're talking with Elizabeth Meineke from Cardinals Magazine. We'll take a break and continue the conversation in just a moment. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We are back at it here on a Tuesday night as we roll on till 8 o'clock this evening. In the second hour, we'll talk some hockey. We'll talk some college football as well. But this hour, we're very happy to be joined by senior editor for Cardinals Magazine, Elizabeth Meineke, who had the cover story in the most recent issue of Cardinals Game Day Magazine. That is issue number 4. I'll ask you this again at the end, but I want to make sure I don't forget. Folks, a lot of times, get their Cardinal magazine during the season because they're at games and they just head up to the stand. When it's the off season, how do people get a copy of Cardinals Game Day Magazine?
Well, thank you for asking. You can go to our website, which is cardinals.com/publications, or you can go to cardinals.com/magazine. We also produce the team yearbook. So if you go to cardinals.com/publications, you'll be able to see the full range of things that we offer. But you can sign up for a subscription online, or you can buy a single issue.
It's the yearbook came out a few months ago. We had Stan McNeil in the studio to talk about that. I mean, just I love what you guys do, and you're able to get in depth on some things that, with all due respect to kind of the world of journalism right now, where everybody wants to break news, and there doesn't seem to be that space for the in-depth feature pieces where you're able to take some time. And the way you guys work, you're able to really take a step back and take time on stories and think through stuff and go back to people a second or a third time. It's something that's really, really cool, and hopefully people are aware that it's going on.
Thank you. We do really pride ourselves not only on the long form journalism, but even just on the photography as well. I know the Ozzie Mason piece that we were talking about during the last segment, you know, my boss was able to go through the archives and he put together, it was a side by side of, you know, a photo of Ozzie just kind of amazing laying out on this one defensive play and then Mason. So we really try to make sure that the entire presentation is something that fans can appreciate and adds value.
Some of the other items that are in this most recent copy of a Game Day magazine, there's a conversation and a feature on Cardinals prospect Quinn Matthews, who Cardinals fans should be really excited about. He's likely to be with the team at some point this upcoming season. And what really struck me when reading it is how he wants to push and push and push and push, and sometimes it's other people kind of pulling him back. He, when you know, after his college season, when the Cardinals basically shut him down for the rest of the year, he wanted to get some time that year. This past season, they started him at Low A Palm Beach, and he was hoping for a higher assignment. Like, this is just a dude who's like going after it 24/7.
His personality really kind of jumped off the page to me. So our senior writer, Mark Emmert, went down to Springfield right before Quinn got promoted to AAA, just to talk to him and get some information for this piece. And so, you know, I'm editing it after Mark submits it, and I'm like, exactly what you said. Cardinals fans are going to love this guy's personality. I mean, you know, his whole philosophy is he hasn't accomplished a single thing until he helps the big league team win. And probably not just win, but win a World Series. Mm-hmm. So I love his drive. To your point, yes, this was a guy who, you know, made headlines when I think he had that, was it 156 pitch game in college. And then, of course, we draft him and he insists that he wants to keep pitching, you know, this season, and we're like, no, mate, you know, just, you're fine. There's, you know, not much time left in the minor league season. You can take a break. You can rest. So I think that drive is something that Cardinals fans will really appreciate. And Mark did a great job going into the piece too. You know, kind of talking about how because, you know, I think Quinn's parents didn't want him to throw a curveball at a young age, so he kind of had to learn to change up early just to give himself something because the velocity for him didn't come as early as it does for some other prospects. So Mark did a really nice job kind of tracing sort of the evolution of his profile as a pitcher, but also really weaving in his personality.
One and kind of a sidebar on that story, which I thought was intriguing, not just as an anecdote, but going forward. I don't know if it was one just somebody who helped him on pitching or whether it was his college coach who said this, but somebody basically said he, because he's a Stanford kid, really smart guy, he was so focused on being a student that he was never all in on baseball, because when you're a student at Stanford, obviously they're studying things like that. He really worked hard in the off season going into his first full professional season, put on weight, added velocity, did all that sort of stuff. But it was the first time where he could just focus on baseball, and it really made him better. So for Cardinals fans, A, it's cool that he was a good student. B, it's cool that he worked so hard to get to that point. And C, it's cool that that's only one off season of him doing all this work. What is it going to look like as he continues to focus solely on baseball year after year after year?
Exactly. And, you know, he said, too, he's not afraid to tinker. Like, if something isn't working, he's not afraid to go back to the drawing board and figure out, all right, like, how can I change? How can I improve? He is not not in any way, shape or form come across as a personality who would be complacent. And so, again, I think that also speaks to hopefully a long and successful career in the sport and hopefully at the major league level.
There's a profile on Benji Molina, and I love anybody who comes in contact with Benji just falls in love with Benji. He's salt of the earth, such a good guy, lives his life in service to the community that he's part of. I mean, just a truly special individual. And I thought they came out in this story. They talked to him while he was doing a camp, I think it was in Baldwin. And he obviously is part of the Spanish radio group, and he's Yadi's older brother. I mean, there's so much going on, but Benji's a guy kind of like Ozzie, and he hasn't been here anywhere near as long, but everybody's got a Benji story, and it's always a really positive experience. He's so good at helping people have better days.
He's so approachable, and you kind of forget. He's so approachable, you forget. He's like, oh, he's got gold gloves, and he's got a World Series ring. Yeah, one of my favorite anecdotes from that particular piece, again, Mark Emmert wrote that one, he did a great job, was the camp that Benji was helping with. So the Cardinals, we do kids clinics throughout the summer, and they're in several different locations around St. Louis and Illinois. And so it's a great opportunity. I think there were like 150 kids at this clinic, I think ranging from ages from like 7 to 13. And so they have several guest instructors who are all Cardinals alumni. So the kids have a chance to be taught by Cardinals alumni. They walk them through defensive drills. And afterwards, however, kids usually have an opportunity to get autographs from the alumni who've participated. And, you know, Mark has one of the kids in the story saying, we've got to get in line first to get Benji's autograph because his line's just going to keep getting longer and longer. So we don't get it now, you know, we're going to be waiting in line for forever, which again is a testament to Benji's personality. And I don't know how he has so many hours in the day to do all the good work that he does. I mean, he helps out with Stray Rescue in St. Louis. He did a toy drive last year. He's hoping to do several more this year. It's a very successful toy drive. Several more this year. I know when we had the issue come in, we're like, hey, Benji, could you know you come down to the ballpark and help us promote it? He came down to the ballpark. He stood there in the team store and signed like 15 copies, autographed them. So that way, just when people came in and purchased single issues, you know, that they would open it up and, oh, wait, there was an autograph from Benji Molina. So the amount of good that he does in a single day is just truly impressive.
I like telling the story about him because this is one of those things that he does that nobody would ever know that he does. I've got a friend who was at the game with her kids and nieces and nephews, and I had taken them into like the broadcast booth just to show them things, and they were sitting kind of in front of the broadcast booth, and in the middle of the game, an usher came down and gave all the kids baseballs, and turns out they were sent down from Benji, and my friend just assumed that I had something to do with this, and I didn't. I had no, because she sent me a message thanking me for having Benji send down baseballs. Like, I had nothing to do with it. So I talked to him the next day. Every game, he looks for kids who are sitting in front of the booth, and he's got baseballs, and he has ushers take down baseballs to kids. I mean, it's stuff like that. He's always on, and he's always doing really cool things.
He does. I really do think that he takes being an ambassador to the game and really helping grow the game with the younger generation. I think he takes that seriously. But he doesn't take himself seriously, right? So he's so great at creating those interactions and creating those memories, but he makes it fun. He's like, I'll take selfies with kids. You know, just how do you relate to kids these days? How do you connect with them? And I think that both his love of the sport then can really shine through in those areas. And anyone who's hung around with Polo and Benji just know that they are so much fun and that they're really passionate about the sport. And I think that translates well to the fan base. And they do take that extra step. They go the extra mile to really connect with those different generations and make sure that they have a special experience, particularly at the ballpark.
I don't speak a lick of Spanish, and I love listening to their calls.
Isn't it fun?
It's so fun.
I don't speak any Spanish either, and I'm like, I need to learn because I just get excited listening to their calls.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. Benji kind of alluded to it in this, and he said to me before, you know, in St. Louis, he's Yadi's brother. Everywhere else, he's Benji Molina. I mean, he had a heck of a career, and he did enough to not be somebody's brother. He doesn't run away from the Yadi's brother thing, but at the same time, and it's funny, we associate him so much with the Cardinals. He never played a game with the Cardinals, yet here he is, such a big part of the organization. I always kind of feel bad that there's, for people who don't get to know him, they think of him as Yadi's brother, where he's a lot more than just Yadi's big brother.
He really is. And I do appreciate, though, the fact that he embraces being Yadi's older brother. You know, to him, that's a mark of honor in this city. And he appreciates that. And part of the reason why he said, you know, Benji does live in St. Louis now full time. And he said part of the reason is, you know, he wanted to be able to give back to St. Louis because they did so much for Yadi. And obviously with Benji, doing the Spanish broadcast, he was able to be involved that way. But again, just taking that time out to be part of the community and really making sure, that he is involved is just fantastic. And I think that, you know, obviously Benji's resume speaks for itself, but it really is just so impressive. I mean, again, Gold Gloves, World Series ring. He was in uniform for us as a I believe an assistant hitting coach at one point. I think it was the year that Yadi won a Silver Slugger. So he was on our coaching staff in one capacity. But you're right, that was really the only time. I mean, he never played for us. And the fact, though, that he has really been able to become such a big, vibrant part of this community, I think is fantastic. And I think just a testament, he's a hard worker. He is such a hard worker, but he's always doing it with a smile on his face. And I think it's really special that St. Louis has been able to just see so many different sides of the Molina family, whether it was Yadier playing on the field and everything that he was able to get back to St. Louis on the field. And then what Benji's able to do, you know, off the field is fantastic.
We've barely touched the surface on everything that's in this magazine. There's a Michael Ciani feature. You guys talk with Tom Mee from Bally Sports about the TV broadcast and kind of the way they go about that. Miles Michaelis has a piece in there. I mean, there's so much. Just really cool that you guys are able to put together this much content in every single issue. One more time before we get you out of here. If you can pick up a single copy, and this is definitely worth it. The Mason Wynn Ozzie Smith story is so much fun to read, but I would encourage people to go ahead and just get themselves a subscription to Cardinals Game Day Magazine. How do you go about doing that?
You can go to cardinals.com/magazine and sign up there.
Is there a t-shirt deal? Am I throwing you on the spot right now?
Yes, you're right. Okay. You know, there's actually, believe it or not, a t-shirt featuring Ozzie Smith. We have an exclusive t-shirt design that we come out with each year for our two-year subscribers. So if you sign up for a two-year subscription, you have an option to get this free t-shirt, this complimentary t-shirt with that. And it pays a tribute to Ozzie's 1985 home run in the postseason and Jack Buck's call on that. So awesome. Pairs perfectly with this Ozzie and Mason cover.
That's great stuff. Cardinals.com/publications is where folks can get for more information. Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
That's Elizabeth Meineke from Cardinals Game Day Magazine. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up hour number one of the program. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.